the rest of the story. Behold a man. His dying wife has left him. He's sitting in an upper floor apartment, his head in his hands, the cries of two infant children searing his soul. Otherwise, he's utterly alone. Pushing 50, professionally preoccupied, he cannot care for the young son and daughter by himself. He can scarcely attend to his own needs. In a word, he is desperate. And if any one attribute could generally account for his predicament, it would be that he, all of his life, had been unlucky in love. Now, Al was what we used to call a good catch. First of all, he was handsome, powerful physique, jutting chin, dramatic eyebrows, sweeping handlebar mustache, which was quite fashionable in his day. Also had an important government job and an impressive uniform to go with it. So Al could have had just about any girl he wanted. Trouble was, he wanted so many and he had them all. And yet, despite his eligibility and the number of women who vigorously sought to put him out of his misery, Al just could not seem to find romantic happiness for very long. The problem was not impatience to commit himself. Al was 36 before marrying the first time, and then it was to an experienced, stable woman, a widow considerably older than he. She, Anna, did, however, contract tuberculosis. When she became an invalid, Al began searching elsewhere for comfort, and he didn't have to look far. One of his numerous affairs, more serious than the rest, was a waitress named Fanny, who worked in the same inn where Al and Anna lived. You talk about one mixed-up mess of a man. Al attempted to provide full-time care for his ailing wife by summoning his teenage niece, Clara, to come live with them. But the indiscretions of her husband became too much for Anna. After 7 years of marriage, she sued for a legal separation. That left the way somewhat clearer for Al and Fanny, who set up house and began having children. They married officially 3 years later when Anna died. But guess what? Within a few months, Fanny came down with tuberculosis and Fanny was sent away to recuperate. And she would live only a few months more. So Al, as I say, was unlucky in love, as were the women who loved him. And illness aside, the misfortune was mostly his own design. Well, this Al determined must change. With two motherless babies to nurture, he must reorder his life. He must find a responsible woman to look after them, preferably a wife. This time would be different. The middle-aged Austrian customs inspector promised himself this time would be different. This time he would issue something lasting and something of value from his heretofore disheveled existence. This time he vowed his luck would change. So, once again, Al summoned to his side his young niece, Clara. And eventually he proposed to her. And eventually he married her. And finally, this mixed-up mess of a man, along with Clara, managed to give each other and the world a child. The child was named Adolf Hitler. And now you know the rest of the story.